other aids to appropriate bodily distortions. In answer to the second query, we may say that the physical complex difficulties prior to contact with our social memory complex are due to the action of the subconscious will of the instrument. This will is extremely strong and requires the mind-body-spirit complex to reserve all available physical and vital energies for the contact. Thus, the discomforts are experienced due to the dramatic distortion towards physical weakness while this energy is diverted. The entity is, it may be noted, also under psychic attack, and this intensifies pre-existing conditions and is responsible for the cramping and the dizziness, as well as mind complex distortions. Questioner: Thank you. I would like to know if, name omitted, may attend one of these sessions in the very near future. I am Ra. The mind-body-spirit complex, name omitted, belongs with this group in the spirit and is welcome. You may request that special meditative periods be set aside until the entity sits with this working. We might suggest that a photograph of the one known as James Allen be sent to this entity, with his writing upon it indicating love and light. This held while meditating will bring the entity into peaceful harmony with each of you, so that there be no extraneous waste of energy while greetings are exchanged between two entities, both of whom have a distortion towards solitude and shyness, as you would call it. The same might be done with a photograph of the entity, name omitted, for the one known as James Allen. Editor's note: In the previous passage, a name has been omitted to protect the privacy of the individual. The other name mentioned, James Allen, is known these days as Jim McCarty. Questioner: Thank you. Could you tell me the affiliation of the entities that contacted Betty Andreasen? I am Ra. This query is marginal. We will make the concession towards information with some loss of polarity due to free will being abridged. We request that questions of this nature be kept to a minimum. The entities in this and some other vividly remembered cases are those who, feeling the need to plant Confederation imagery in such a way as to not abrogate free will, use the symbols of death, resurrection, love, and peace as a means of creating, upon the thought level, the time-space illusion of a systematic train of events which give the message of love and hope. This type of contact is chosen by careful consideration of Confederation members which are contacting an entity of like home vibration, if you will. This project, then, goes before the Council of Saturn, and, if approved, is completed. The characteristics of this type of contact include the non-painful nature of thoughts experienced and the message content which speaks not of doom, but of a new dawning age. Questioner: It is not necessary that I include the information that you just gave in the book to accomplish my purpose. In order to save your polarity, shall I say, I can keep that as private material if you wish. Do you wish for me to keep it unpublished? I am Ra. That which we offer you is freely given and subject only to your discretion. Questioner: I thought you would say that. In that case, can you tell me anything of the blue book mentioned by Betty Andreasen in that case? I am Ra. No. Questioner: Thank you. Can you tell me of various techniques used by the service to others or positively oriented Confederation contacts with people of this planet, the various forms of and techniques of them making contact? I am Ra. We could. Questioner: Would you do this, please? I am Ra. The most efficient mode of contact is that which you experience at this base time. The infringement upon free will is greatly undesired. Therefore, those entities which are wanderers upon your plane of illusion will be the only subjects for the thought projections which make up the so-called close encounters and meetings between positively oriented social memory complexes and wanderers. Questioner: Could you give me an example of one of these meetings between a wanderer and a social memory complex as to what the wanderer would experience? I am Ra. One such example of which you are familiar is that of the one known as Morris. In this case, the previous contact which other entities in this circle of friends experienced was negatively oriented. However, you will recall that the entity Morris was impervious to this contact and could not see with the physical optical apparatus this contact. However, the inner voice alerted the one known as Morris to go by itself to another place, And there, an entity with the thought form, shape, and appearance of the other contact appeared and gazed at this entity, thus awakening in it the desire to seek the truth of this occurrence and of the experiences of its incarnation in general. The feeling of being awakened or activated is the goal of this type of contact. The duration and imagery used varies depending upon the subconscious expectations of the wanderer which is experiencing this opportunity for activation. Editor's note. You can read more about Morris's experience in our book, Secrets of the UFO, in which he is case number one. Questioner. In a close encounter by a Confederation type of craft, I assume that this close encounter is with a thought form type of craft. Do wanderers within the past few years have close encounters with landed thought form type of craft? I am wrong. This has occurred, although it is much less common than the Orion type of so-called close encounter. We may note that in a universe of unending unity, the concept of a close encounter is humorous, for are not all encounters of a nature of self with self? Therefore, how can any encounter be less than very, very close? Questioner. Well, talking about this type of encounter of self to self, do any wanderers of a positive polarization ever encounter a so-called close encounter with the Orion or negatively oriented polarization? I am Ra. This is correct. The Questioner, interrupting. Why does this occur? I am Ra. When it occurs, it is quite rare, and occurs either due to the Orion entity's lack of perception of the depth of positivity to be encountered, or due to the Orion entity's desire to, shall we say, attempt to remove this positivity from this plane of existence. Orion tactics normally are those which choose the simple distortions of mind, which indicate less mental and spiritual complex activity. Questioner. I have become aware of a very large variation in contact with individuals. The Confederation, I am assuming, uses a form of contact to awaken, as you say, wanderers. And could you give me general examples of the methods used by the Confederation to awaken or partially awaken the wanderers they are contacting? I am Ra. The methods used to awaken wanderers are varied. The center of each approach is the entrance into the conscious and subconscious in such a way as to avoid causing fear and to maximize the potential for an understandable subjective experience, which has meaning for the entity. Many such occur in sleep, others in the midst of many activities during the waking hours. The approach is flexible and does not necessarily include the close encounter syndrome, as you are aware. Questioner. What about the physical examination syndrome? How does that relate to wanderers and to Confederation and Orion contacts? I am Ra. The subconscious expectations of entities cause the nature and detail of thought form experience offered by Confederation thought form entities. Thus, if a wanderer expects a physical examination, it will, perforce, be experienced with as little distortion towards alarm or discomfort as is allowable by the nature of the expectations of the subconscious distortions of the wanderer. Questioner. Well, are both those who are taken on Confederation and Orion craft then experiencing a seeming physical examination? I am Ra. Your query indicates incorrect thinking. The Orion group uses the physical examination as a means of terrifying the individual and causing it to feel the feelings of an advanced second-density being, such as a laboratory animal. The sexual experiences of some are a subtype of this experience. The intent is to demonstrate the control of the Orion entities over the Terran inhabitant. The thought form experiences are subjective and, for the most part, do not occur in this density. Questioner. Then both Confederation and Orion contacts are being made, and close encounters are of a dual nature, as I understand it. They can either be of the Confederation or Orion type of contact. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct, although the preponderance of contacts is Orion-oriented. Questioner. Well, we have a large spectrum of entities on Earth with respect to harvestability, both positively oriented and negatively oriented. Would the Orion group target in on the ends of the spectrum, both positive and negatively oriented, for contact with Earth entities? I am Ra. This query is somewhat difficult to accurately answer. However, we shall attempt to do so. The most typical approach of Orion entities is to choose what you might call the weaker-minded entity, that it might suggest a greater amount of Orion philosophy to be disseminated. Some few Orion entities are called by more highly polarized negative entities of your space-time nexus. In this case, they share information just as we are now doing. However, this is a risk for the Orion entities due to the frequency with which the harvestable negative planetary entities then attempt to bid and order the Orion contact, just as these entities bid planetary negative contacts. The resulting struggle for mastery, if lost, is damaging to the polarity of the Orion group. Similarly, a mistaken Orion contact with highly polarized positive entities can wreak havoc with Orion troops unless these crusaders are able to depolarize the entity mistakenly contacted. This occurrence is almost unheard of. Therefore, the Orion group prefers to make physical contact only with the weaker-minded entity. Questioner. Then, in general, I could say that if an individual has a close encounter with a UFO or any other type of experience that seems to be UFO-related, he must look to the heart of the encounter and the effect upon him to determine whether it was Orion or Confederation contact. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. If there is fear and doom, the contact was quite likely of a negative nature. If the result is hope, friendly feelings, and the awakening of a positive feeling of purposeful service to others, the marks of Confederation contact are evident. Questioner. Thank you. I'll ask a few questions here. If you do not care to answer them, we'll skip them. I would like to ask, however, if you could tell me what, for the most part, the major portion of Confederation entities look like. I am Ra. The fourth entity Confederation entity looks variously, depending upon the, shall we say, derivation of its physical vehicle. Questioner. Do some of them look just like us? Could they pass for Earth people? I am Ra. Those of this nature are most often fifth density. Questioner. I assume that the same answer would apply to the Orion group. Is this correct? As far as fourth and fifth density goes? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Can you tell me why Name had so many silver flecks on her? I am Ra. This is infringement. No. Questioner. Thank you. Could you tell me why I got sick during Carl Raschke's talk? I am Ra. We scan your thoughts. They are correct, and therefore we do not infringe by confirming them. The space-time of your allotted speaking was drawing near, and you came under Orion attack due to the great desire of some positively oriented entities to become aware of the Law of One. This may be expected, especially when you are not in a group lending strength to each other. Questioner. Thank you. Can you comment on my and the instrument's, if she approves, so-called ball of lightning experience as a child? I am Ra. This will be the last query of this working. You are being visited by your people to be wished well. Is there any other query of a brief nature we may answer? Editor's note. Carl elaborated on the experience mentioned in the previous question and answer, writing, quote, "When I was about 1 year old, I was sleeping in a cradle that was placed at some distance from the open window. There was a storm going on. Mom came in to close the window. She saw a ball of lightning come into the room and circle around the cradle 1.5 times and then go out again. When I told the story to Don, he said that the same thing had happened to him when he was an infant. His mother didn't elaborate on it, so that's all he knew." End quote. Questioner. No. I apologize for asking many transient questions during this session. I hope that we did not cause any problem for you, especially with respect to loss of polarity with that one question. I am sorry for any problems that I might have caused. I will just ask if there is anything that we can do to improve the contact or to aid the instrument. I am Ra. The instrument is well. Please guard your alignments carefully. We leave you now, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the infinite creator. Adonai. Ra Session Number 54, May 29th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner. First, I would like to ask of the instrument's condition. I am Ra. It is as previously stated. Questioner: I have a question from Jim about an experience he had when he first moved to his land in which he was told, quote, "The key to your survival comes indirect through nervousness," end quote. The entity was Angelica. Can you give him information with respect to this? I am Ra. Yes. Questioner: Would you please do that? I am Ra. As we have noted, each mind-body-spirit complex has several guides available to it. The persona of two of these guides is the polarity of male and female. The third is androgynous and represents a more unified conceptualization faculty. The guide speaking as sound vibration complex, Angelica, was the female polarized persona. The message may not be fully explicated due to the law of confusion. We may suggest that in order to progress, a state of some dissatisfaction will be present, thus giving the entity the stimulus for further seeking. This dissatisfaction, nervousness, or angst, if you will, is not of itself useful. Thus, its use is indirect. Questioner: Thank you. I would like to trace the energy that I assume comes from the logos. I'm going to make a statement and let you correct me on the statement and expand on my concept. From the logos comes all frequencies of radiation of light. These frequencies of radiation make up all of the densities of experience that are created by that logos. I am assuming that the planetary system of our sun, in all of its densities, is the total of the experience created by our sun as a logos. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Now, I'm assuming that the different frequencies are separated, as we have said, into the seven colors, that each of these colors may be the basic frequency for a sub-logos of our sun logos, and that a sub-logos, or, shall we say, an individual, may activate any one of these basic frequencies, or colors, and use the body that is generated from the activation of that frequency or color. Is this correct? I am Ra. If we grasp your query correctly, this is not correct in that the sub-sub-logos resides not in dimensionalities, but only in co-creators or mind-body-spirit complexes. Questioner: What I meant was that a mind-body-spirit complex then can have a body activated that is one of these seven rays. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct in the same sense as it is correct to state that anyone may play a complex instrument which develops an euphonious harmonic vibration complex, such as your piano, and can play this so well that it might offer concerts to the public, as you would say. In other words, although it is true that each true color vehicle is available, potentially, there is skill and discipline needed in order to avail the self of the more advanced or lighter vehicles. Questioner: Now, I have made these statements just to get to the basic question I wish to ask. It is a difficult question to ask. We have, coming from the sublogos we call our sun, intelligent energy, which then forms. This intelligent energy is somehow modulated or distorted so that it ends up as a mind-body-spirit complex with certain distortions of personality that it is necessary for the mind-body-spirit complex or the mental portion of that complex to undistort in order to conform once more precisely with the original intelligent energy. First, I want to know if my statement on that is correct. And secondly, I want to know why this is the way that it is, and if there is any answer other than the first distortion of the Law of One for this. I am Ra. This statement is substantially correct. If you will penetrate the nature of the first distortion in its application of self knowing self, you may begin to distinguish the hallmark of an infinite creator, variety. Were there no potentials for misunderstanding, and therefore understanding, there would be no experience. Questioner: Okay, once a mind-body-spirit complex becomes aware of this process, it then decides that in order to have the full abilities of the creator, it is necessary to reharmonize its thinking with the original creative thought in precise vibration or frequency of vibration. In order to do this, it is necessary to discipline the personality so that it precisely conforms to the original thought or original vibration. And this is broken into seven areas of discipline, each corresponding to one of the colors of the spectrum. Is this correct? I am Ra. This statement, though correct, bears great potential for being misunderstood. The precision with which each energy center matches the original thought lies not in the systematic placement of each energy nexus, but rather in the fluid and plastic placement of the balanced blending of these energy centers in such a way that intelligent energy is able to channel itself with minimal distortion. The mind-body-spirit complex is not a machine. It is, rather, what you might call a tone poem. Questioner: Do all mind-body-spirit complexes in the entire creation have 7 energy centers? I am Ra. These energy centers are in potential in macrocosm from the beginning of creation by the Logos. Coming out of timelessness, all is prepared. This is so of the infinite creation. Questioner: Then I will assume that the Creator, in its intelligent appraisal of a way of knowing itself, created the concept of the 7 areas of knowing. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is partially incorrect. The Logos creates light. The nature of this light, thus, creates the nature of the catalytic and energetic levels of experience in the creation. Thus it is that the highest of all honored duties, that given to those of the next octave, is the supervision of light and its manifestations during the experiential times, if you will, of your cycles. Questioner: I will make another statement. The mind-body-spirit complex may choose, because of the first distortion, a mental configuration that is sufficiently displaced from the configuration of the intelligent energy in a particular frequency or color of in-streaming energy, so as to block a portion of in-streaming energy in that particular frequency or color. Is this statement correct? I am Ra. Yes. Questioner: Can you give me an idea of the maximum percentage of this energy it's possible to block in any one color? Or does that make any sense? I am Ra. There may be, in an entity's pattern of in-streaming energy, a complete blockage in any energy, or color, or combinations of energies, or colors. Questioner: Okay. Then I assume that the first distortion is the motivator, or what allows this blockage. Is this correct? I am Ra. We wish no quibbling, but prefer to avoid the use of terms such as the verb to allow. Free will does not allow, nor would predetermination disallow, experiential distortions. Rather, the law of confusion offers a free reach for the energies of each mind-body-spirit complex. The verb to allow would be considered pejorative in that it suggests a polarity between right and wrong, or allowed and not allowed. This may seem a minuscule point. However, to our best way of thinking, it bears some weight. Questioner: Thank you. It bears weight to my way of thinking also, and I appreciate what you have told me. Now, I would like to then consider the origin of catalyst. First, we have the condition of the mind-body-spirit complex, which, as a function of the first distortion, has reached a condition of blockage or partial blockage of one or more energy centers. I will assume that catalyst is necessary only if there is at least partial blockage of one energy center. Is this correct? I am Ra. No. Questioner: Could you tell me why? I am Ra. While it is a primary priority to activate or unblock each energy center, it is also a primary priority at that point to begin to refine the balances between the energies so that each tone of the chord of total vibratory beingness resonates in clarity, tune, and harmony with each other energy. This balancing, tuning, and harmonizing of the self is most central to the more advanced or adept mind-body-spirit complex. Each energy may be activated without the beauty that is possible through the disciplines and appreciations of personal energies, or what you might call the deeper personality or soul identity. Questioner: Let me make an analogy that I have just thought of. A 7-stringed musical instrument may be played by deflecting each string a full deflection and releasing it and getting a note. Instead of producing the notes this way, The individual creative personality could deflect each string the proper amount in proper sequence to produce the music. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. In the balanced individual, the energies lie waiting for the hand of the creator to pluck harmony. Questioner. I would like then to trace the evolution of catalyst upon the mind-body-spirit complexes and how it comes into use and is fully used to create this tuning. I assume that the sub-logos that formed our tiny part of the creation, using the intelligence of the logos of which it is a part, provides, shall I say, the base catalyst that will act upon mind-body complexes and mind-body-spirit complexes before they reach the state of development where they can begin to program their own catalyst. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is partially correct. The sub-logos offers the catalyst at the lower levels of energy, the first triad. These have to do with the survival of the physical complex. The higher centers gain catalyst from the biases of the mind-body-spirit complex itself in response to all random and directed experiences. Thus, the less developed entity will perceive the catalyst about it in terms of survival of the physical complex, with the distortions which are preferred. The more conscious entity, being conscious of the catalytic process, will begin to transform the catalyst offered by the sublogos into catalyst which may act upon the higher energy nexi. Thus, the sublogos can offer only a basic skeleton, shall we say, of catalyst. The muscles and flesh having to do with the, shall we say, survival of wisdom, love, compassion, and service are brought about by the action of the mind-body-spirit complex on basic catalyst so as to create a more complex catalyst, which may in turn be used to form distortions within these higher energy centers. The more advanced the entity, the more tenuous the connection between the sublogos and the perceived catalyst, until finally all catalyst is chosen, generated, and manufactured by the self for the self. Questioner. Which entities incarnate at this time on this planet would be of that category, manufacturing all of their catalyst? I am Ra. We find your query indeterminate, but can respond that the number of those which have mastered outer catalyst completely is quite small. Most of those harvestable at this space-time nexus have partial control over the outer illusion and are using the outer catalyst to work upon some bias which is not yet in balance. Questioner. In the case of service-to-self polarization, what type of catalyst would entities following this path program when they reach the level of programming their own catalyst? I am Ra. The negatively oriented entity will program for maximal separation from and control over all those things and conscious entities which it perceives as being other than the self. Questioner. I understand how a positively oriented entity would program catalyst that would result in pain if it did not follow the path that it had selected. Is this correct? I am Ra. Please restate query. Questioner. A positively oriented entity may select a certain narrow path of thinking and activities during an incarnation and program conditions that would create physical pain if this path were not followed. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Would a negatively oriented entity do anything like this? Could you give me an example? I am Ra. A negatively oriented individual, mind-body-spirit complex, will ordinarily program for wealth, ease of existence, and the utmost opportunity for power. Thus, many negative entities burst with the physical complex distortion you call health. However, a negatively oriented entity may choose a painful condition in order to improve the distortion towards the so-called negative emotive mentations, such as anger, hatred, and frustration. Such an entity may use an entire incarnative experience honing a blunt edge of hatred or anger so that it may polarize more towards the negative or separated pole. Questioner. Prior to incarnation, as an entity becomes more aware of the process of evolution and has selected a path, whether it be positive or negative, at some point the entity becomes aware of what it wants to do with respect to unblocking and balancing energy centers. At that point, It is able to program for the life experience those catalytic experiences that will aid it in its process of unblocking and balancing. Is that correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. The purpose, then, seen from the time previous to incarnation, of what we call the incarnate physical state, seems to be wholly, or almost wholly, that of experiencing at that point the program catalyst, and then evolving as a function of that catalyst. Is that correct? I am Ra. We shall restate for clarity. The purpose of incarnative existence is evolution of mind, body, and spirit. In order to do this, it is not strictly necessary to have catalyst. However, without catalyst, the desire to evolve and the faith in the process do not normally manifest, and thus evolution occurs not. Therefore, catalyst is programmed, and the program is designed for the mind-body-spirit complex for its unique requirements. Thus, it is desirable that a mind-body-spirit complex be aware of and hearken to the voice of its experiential catalyst, gleaning from it that which it incarnated to glean. Questioner. Then it seems that those on the positive path, as opposed to those on the negative path, would have precisely the reciprocal objective in the first three rays, red, orange, and yellow. Each path would be attempting to utilize the rays in precisely opposite manners. Is this correct? I am Ra. It is partially and even substantially correct. There is an energy in each of the centers needed to keep the mind-body-spirit complex, which is the vehicle for experience, in correct conformation and composition. Both negative and positive entities do well to reserve this small portion of each center for the maintenance of the integrity of the mind-body-spirit complex. After this point, however, it is correct that the negative will use the three lower centers for separation from and control over others by sexual means, by personal assertion, and by action in your societies. Contrarywise, the positively oriented entity would be transmuting strong red ray sexual energy into green ray energy transfers and radiation in blue and indigo, and will be similarly transmuting selfhood and place in society into energy transfer situations in which the entity may merge with and serve others and then, finally, radiate unto others without expecting any transfer in return. Questioner. Can you describe the energy that enters any of these energy centers? Can you describe its path from its origin, its form, and its effect? I don't know if this is possible, but can you do that? I am Ra. This is partially possible. Questioner. Would you please do that? I am Ra. The origin of all energy is the action of free will upon love. The nature of all energy is light. The means of its ingress into the mind-body-spirit complex is dupal. Firstly, there is the inner light, which is Polaris of the self, the guiding star. This is the birthright and true nature of all entities. This energy dwells within. The second point of ingress is the polar opposite of the North Star, shall we say, and may be seen, if you wish to use the physical body as an analog for the magnetic field, as coming through the feet from the earth, and through the lower point of the spine. This point of ingress of a universal light energy is undifferentiated until it begins its filtering process through the energy centers. The requirements of each center and the efficiency with which the individual has learned to tap into the inner light determine the nature of the use made by the entity of these in-streamings. Questioner. Does experiential catalyst follow the same path? This may be a dumb question. I am Ra. This is not a pointless question, for catalyst and the requirements or distortions of the energy centers are two concepts linked as tightly as two strands of rope. Questioner. Then you had mentioned in an earlier session that the experiential catalyst was first experienced by the South Pole and appraised with respect to survival, etc. That's why I asked the question. Can you expand on that concept? I am Ra. We have addressed the filtering process by which incoming energies are pulled upwards according to the distortions of each energy center and the strength of will or desire emanating from the awareness of inner light. If we may be more specific, please query with specificity. Questioner, I'll make this statement, which may be somewhat distorted, and let you correct it. We have, coming through the feet and base of the spine, the total energy that the mind-body-spirit complex will receive in the way of what we call light. Each energy center filters out and uses a portion of this energy, red through violet. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is largely correct. The exceptions are as follows. The energy ingress ends with indigo. The violet ray is a thermometer or indicator of the whole. Questioner, as this energy is absorbed by the energy centers, at some point it is not only absorbed into the being, but radiates through the energy center outward. I believe this begins with the blue center and also occurs with the indigo and violet. Is this correct? I am Ra. Firstly, we would state that we had not finished answering the previous query, and may thus answer both in part by stating that in the fully activated entity, only that small portion of in-streaming light needed to tune the energy center is used, the great remainder being free to be channeled and attracted upwards. To answer your second question more fully, we may say that it is correct that radiation, without the necessity of response, begins with blue ray, although the green ray, being the great transitional ray, must be given all careful consideration, for until transfers of energy of all types has been experienced and mastered to a great extent, there will be blockages in the blue and indigo radiations. Again, the violet emanation is, in this context, a resource from which, through indigo, intelligent infinity may be contacted. The radiation thereof will not be violet ray, but rather green, blue, or indigo, depending upon the nature of the type of intelligence which infinity has brought through into discernible energy. The green ray type of radiation, in this case, is the healing, the blue ray, the communication and inspiration, the indigo, that energy of the adept which has its place in faith. Questioner, what if a mind-body-spirit complex feels a feeling in meditation at the indigo center? What is he feeling? I am Ra. This will be the last full query of this working. One who feels this activation is one experiencing in-streamings at that energy center to be used either for the unblocking of the center, for its tuning to match the harmonics of its other energy centers, or to activate the gateway to intelligent infinity. We cannot be specific, for each of these three workings is experienced by the entity which feels this physical complex distortion. Is there a brief query before we leave this instrument? Questioner, I would just ask if there's anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. Please be aware of the need for the support of the instrument's neck. All is well. I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 55. June 5th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, I would first like to ask as to the condition of the instrument, please. I am Ra. This instrument is experiencing physical distortions toward weakness of the bodily complex occurring due to psychic attack. This instrument's vital energies have not been affected, however, due to the aid of those present in healing work. This instrument will apparently be subject to such weakness distortions due to incarnated processes which predispose the body complex towards weakness distortions. Questioner, is there any specific thing that we can do that you have already told us or otherwise to alleviate this psychic attack or to help the instrument the most? I am Ra. We scan this instrument and find its distortion towards appreciation of each entity and each entity's caring, as you may call it. This atmosphere, shall we say, offers the greatest contrast to the discomfort of such psychic attacks, being the reciprocal, that is, the atmosphere of psychic support. This each of you do as a subconscious function of true attitudinal, mental, emotional, and spiritual distortions towards this instrument. There is no magic greater than honest distortion toward love. Questioner, thank you. I want to ask a couple questions about previous material that I didn't understand. I'm hoping that this will clear up my understanding somewhat with respect to the mental configurations with which we have been dealing. In the session before last, you stated, quote, "However, this is a risk for the Orion entities due to the frequency with which the harvestable negative planetary entities then attempt to bid or order the Orion contact, just as these entities bid planetary negative contacts," end quote. Can you explain the mechanisms that affect polarization in consciousness with respect to this statement? I am Ra. The negative polarization is greatly aided by the subjugation or enslavement of other selves. The potential between two negatively polarized entities is such that the entity which enslaves the other or bids the other gains in negative polarity. The entity so bidden or enslaved in serving an other self will necessarily lose negative polarity, although it will gain in desire for further negative polarization. This desire will then tend to create opportunities to regain negative polarity. Questioner: Am I to understand then that just the fact that the third density entity on this planet calls or bids an Orion Crusader is a polarizing type of action that affects both entities? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The calling mechanism is not congruent in the slightest degree with the bidding mechanism. In the calling, the entity which calls is a suppliant neophyte asking for aid in negative understanding, if you may excuse this misnomer. The Orion response increases its negative polarity as it is disseminating the negative philosophy, thereby enslaving or bidding the entity calling. There are instances, however, when the contact becomes a contest, which is prototypical of negativity. In this contest, the caller will attempt not to ask for aid, but to demand results. Since the third density, negatively oriented, harvestable entity has at its disposal an incarnative experiential nexus, and since Orion Crusaders are, in a great extent, bound by the first distortion in order to progress, the Orion entity is vulnerable to such bidding, if properly done. In this case, the third density entity becomes master, and the Orion Crusader becomes entrapped and can be bid. This is rare. However, when it has occurred, the Orion entity or social memory complex involved has experienced loss of negative polarity in proportion to the strength of the bidding third density entity. Questioner: You mentioned that this will work when the bidding is properly done. What did you mean by when the bidding is properly done? I am Ra. To properly bid is to be properly negative. The percentage of thought and behavior involving service to self must approach 99% in order for a third density negative entity to be properly configured for such a contest of bidding. Questioner: What method of communication with the Orion entity would a negative bidder of this type use? I am Ra. The two most usual types of bidding are: 1. The use of perversions of sexual magic. 2. The use of perversions of ritual magic. In each case, the key to success is the purity of the will of the bidder. The concentration upon victory over the servant must be nearly perfect. Questioner: Can you tell me in the polarizations in consciousness if there is any analogy with respect to what you just said in this type of contact with respect to what we are doing right now in communicating with Ra? I am Ra. There is no relationship between this type of contact and the bidding process. This contact may be characterized as one typical of the brothers and sisters of sorrow, wherein those receiving the contact have attempted to prepare for such contact by sacrificing extraneous, self-oriented distortions in order to be of service. The Ra social memory complex offers itself also as a function of its desire to serve. Both the caller and the contact are filled with gratitude at the opportunity of serving others. We may note that this in no way presupposes that either the callers or those of our group in any way approach a perfection or purity such as was described in the bidding process. The calling group may have many distortions and be working with much catalyst, as may those of Ra. The overriding desire to serve others, bonded with the unique harmonics of this group's vibratory complexes, gives us the opportunity to serve as one channel for the one infinite creator. Things come not to those positively oriented, but through such beings. Questioner: Thank you. You stated at an earlier time, quote, until transfers of energy of all types have been experienced and mastered to a great extent, there will be blockages in the blue and indigo radiations, end quote. Could you explain that more fully? I am Ra. At this space-time, we have not covered the appropriate intermediate material. Please re-question at a more appropriate space-time nexus. Questioner. Okay. I'm sort of hunting around here for an entry into some information. I may not be looking in a productive area. But you had stated that, quote, we, that is Ra, had been aided by shapes such as the pyramid, so that we could aid your people with a shape such as the pyramid, end quote. These shapes have been mentioned many, many times, and you have also stated that the shapes themselves aren't of too much consequence. I see a relation between these shapes and the energies that we've been studying with respect to the body, and I would like to ask a few questions on the pyramid to see if I might get an entry into some of this understanding. You stated, quote, you will find the intersection of the triangle, which is at the first level on each of the four sides, forms a diamond in a plane which is horizontal, end quote. Can you tell me what you meant by the word intersection? I am Ra. Your mathematics and arithmetic have a paucity of configurative descriptions which we might use. Without intending to be obscure, we may note that the purpose of the shapes is to work with time-space portions of the mind-body-spirit complex. Therefore, the intersection is both space-time and time-space oriented, and thus is expressed in three-dimensional geometry by two intersections which, when projected in both time-space and space-time, form one point. Questioner. I have calculated this point to be 1/6 of the height of the triangle that forms the side of the pyramid. Is this correct? I am Ra. Your calculations are substantially correct, and we are pleased at your perspicacity. Editor's note. The word perspicacity in the previous passage can be defined as acuteness of sight or discernment. Questioner. This would indicate to me that in the Great Pyramid at Giza, the Queen's Chamber, as it is called, would be the chamber for initiation. Is this correct? I am Ra. Again, you penetrate the outer teaching. The Queen's Chamber would not be appropriate or useful for healing work, as that work involves the use of energy in more synergic configuration, rather than the configuration of the centered being. Questioner. Then would the healing work be done in the King's Chamber? I am Ra. This is correct. We may note that such terminology is not our own. Questioner. Yes, I understand that. It is just the common naming of the two chambers of the Great Pyramid. I don't know whether this line of questioning is going to take me to a better understanding of the energies, but until I have explored these concepts, there is nothing much that I can do but ask a few questions. There is a chamber below the bottom level of the pyramid, down below ground, that appears to be roughly in line with the King's Chamber. What is that chamber? I am Ra. We may say that there is information to be gained from this line of querying. The chamber you request to be informed about is a resonating chamber. The bottom of such a structure, in order to cause the appropriate distortions for healing catalyst, shall be open. Questioner. In the book Life Force in the Great Pyramid, they have related the Ankh shape with a resonance in the pyramid. Is this a correct analysis? I am Ra. We have scanned your mind and find the phrase, working with crayons. This would be applicable. There is only one significance to these shapes, such as the crux ansata. That is the placing in coded form of mathematical relationships. Questioner. Is the 76-degree, 18-minute angle at the apex of the pyramid a critical angle? I am Ra. For the healing work intended, this angle is appropriate. Questioner. Why does the King's Chamber have the various small chambers above it? I am Ra. This will be the last full query of this working. We must address this query more generally in order to explicate your specific question. The positioning of the entity to be healed is such that the life energies, if you will, are in a position to be briefly interrupted or intersected by light. This light, then, may, by the catalyst of the healer with the crystal, manipulate the auril forces, as you may call the various energy centers, in such a way that if the entity to be healed wills it so, corrections may take place. Then the entity is reprotected by its own, now less distorted, energy field and is able to go its way. The process by which this is done involves bringing the entity to be healed to an equilibrium. This involves temperature, barometric pressure, and the electrical charged atmosphere. The first two requirements are controlled by the system of chimneys. Questioner: Does this healing work by affecting the energy centers in such a way that they are unblocked so as to perfect the seven bodies that they generate, and therefore bring the entity being healed into proper balance? I am Ra. This entity tires. We must answer in brief and state simply that the distorted configuration of the energy centers is intended to be temporarily interrupted, and the opportunity is then presented to the one to be healed to grasp the baton, to take the balanced route, and to walk thence with the distortions towards disease of mind, body, and spirit greatly lessened. The catalytic effect of the charged atmosphere and the crystal directed by the healer must be taken into consideration as integral portions of this process, for the bringing back of the entity to a configuration of conscious awareness would not be accomplished after the reorganization possibilities are offered without the healer's presence and directed will. Are there any brief queries before we leave this instrument? Questioner: Only, is there anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact? I am Ra. All is well. You are conscientious. I now leave this working. I am Ra. I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 56, June 8, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner: Would you first please give me an indication of the condition of the instrument? I am Ra. This instrument is severely distorted towards weakness of the mental and physical complexes at this time, and is under psychic attack due to this opportunity. Questioner: Would it be better to discontinue the contact at this time? I am Ra. This is entirely at your discretion. This instrument has some energy transferred, which is available. However, it is not great due to the effects, as previously stated. We, if you desire to question us further at this working, will, as always, attempt to safeguard this instrument. We feel that you are aware of the parameters without further elaboration. Questioner: In that case, I will ask, how does the pyramid shape work? I am Ra. We are assuming that you wish to know the principle of the shapes, angles, and intersections of the pyramid at what you call Giza. In reality, the pyramid shape does no work. It does not work. It is an arrangement for the centralization as well as the diffraction of the spiraling upward light energy as it is being used by the mind-body-spirit complex. The spiraling nature of light is such that the magnetic fields of an individual are affected by spiraling energy. Certain shapes offer an echo chamber, shall we say, or an intensifier for spiraling prana, as some have called this all-present primal distortion of the one infinite creator. If the intent is to intensify the necessity for the entity's own will to call forth the inner light in order to match the intensification of the spiraling light energy, the entity will be placed in what you have called the Queen's Chamber position in this particular shaped object. This is the initiatory place and is the place of resurrection. The offset place, representing the spiral as it is in motion, is the appropriate position for one to be healed. As in this position, an entity's vibratory magnetic nexi are interrupted in their normal flux. Thus, a probability vortex ensues. A new beginning, shall we say, is offered for the entity, in which the entity may choose a less distorted, weak, or blocked configuration of energy center magnetic distortions. The function of the healer and crystal may not be overemphasized, for this power of interruption must needs be controlled, shall we say, with incarnate intelligence, the intelligence being that of one which recognizes energy patterns which, without judging, recognizes blockages, weakness, and other distortion, and which is capable of visualizing, through the regularity of self and of crystal, the less distorted other self to be healed. Other shapes which are arched, groined, vaulted, conical, or azure teepees are also shapes with this type of intensification of spiraling light. Your caves, being rounded, are places of power due to this shaping. It is to be noted that these shapes are dangerous. We are quite pleased to have the opportunity to enlarge upon the subject of shapes such as the pyramid, for we wish, as part of our honor duty, to state that there are many wrong uses for these curved shapes, for with improper placement, improper intentions, or lack of the crystallized being functioning as channel for healing, the sensitive entity will be distorted more rather than less in some cases. It is to be noted that your peoples build, for the most part, the cornered or square habitations, for they do not concentrate power. It is further to be noted that the spiritual seeker has, for many of your time periods of years, sought the rounded, arched, and peaked forms as an expression of the power of the Creator. Questioner: Is there an apex angle that is the angle for maximum efficiency in the pyramid? I am Ra. Again, to conserve this instrument's energy, I am assuming that you intend to indicate the most appropriate angle of apex for healing work. If the shape is such that it is large enough to contain an individual mind-body-spirit complex at the appropriate offset position within it, the 76-degree, 18-minute approximate angle is useful and appropriate. If the position varies, the angle may vary. Further, if the healer has the ability to perceive distortions with enough discrimination, the position within any pyramid shape may be moved about until results are affected. However, we found this particular angle to be useful. Other social memory complexes, or portions thereof, have determined different apex angles for different uses, not having to do with healing, but with learning. When one works with the cone, or shall we say, the silo type of shape, the energy for healing may be found to be in a general circular pattern unique to each shape as a function of its particular height and width, and in the cone shape, the angle of apex. In these cases, there are no corner angles. Thus, the spiraling energy works in circular motion. Questioner: I will make a statement that you can correct. I intuitively see the spiraling energy of the Giza pyramid being spread out as it moves through the so-called King's Chamber and then refocusing in the so-called Queen's Chamber. I am guessing that the spread of energy in the so-called King's Chamber is seen in the spectrum of colors, red through violet, and that the energy centers of the entity to be healed should be aligned with this spread of the spectrum so that the spectrum matches the various energy centers. Can you correct this statement? I am Ra. We can correct this statement. Questioner: Would you please do that? I am Ra. The spiraling energy is beginning to be diffused at the point where it goes through the King's Chamber position. However, although the spirals continue to intersect, closing and opening in double spiral fashion through the apex angle, the diffusion or strength of the spiraling energies, red through violet color values, lessens if we speak of strength, and gains if we speak of diffusion, until at the peak of the pyramid, you have a very weak color resolution useful for healing purposes. Thus, the King's Chamber position is chosen as the first spiral after the centered beginning through the Queen's Chamber position. You may visualize the diffusion angle as the opposite of the pyramid angle, but the angle being less wide than the apex angle of the pyramid, being somewhere between 33 and 54 degrees, depending upon the various rhythms of the planet itself. Questioner: Then I assume that if I start my angle at the bottom of the Queen's Chamber and make a 33 to 54 degree angle from that point, so that half of that angle falls on the side of the center line the King's Chamber is on, that will indicate the diffusion of the spectrum, starting from the point at the bottom of the Queen's Chamber. Let's say if we were using a 40-degree angle, we would have a 20-degree diffusion to the left of the center line, passing through the King's Chamber. Is that correct? I am Ra. This will be the last full question of this session. It is correct that half of the aforementioned angle passes through the King's Chamber position. It is incorrect to assume that the Queen's Chamber is the foundation of the angle. The angle will begin somewhere between the Queen's Chamber position and thence downward towards the level of the resonating chamber, offset for the healing work. This variation is dependent upon various magnetic fluxes of the planet. The King's Chamber position is designed to intersect the strongest spiral of the energy flow, regardless of where the angle begins. However, as it passes through the Queen's Chamber position, this spiraling energy is always centered and at its strongest point. May we answer any brief queries at this time? Questioner: I will just ask if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well, my friends. It is well, however, to be conscious of the limitations of this instrument. We feel the alignments are excellent at this time. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. The remainder of the Ra Contact sessions can be found in the Ra Contact, Teaching the Law of One, Volume 2. Afterword. The 106 sessions of the Ra Contact represent an extraordinary subset of channeling in LL Research's long history. During those 106 sessions, the instrument was completely unconscious and, according to Ra, removed from her body. This is in contrast to the great majority of LL's channeling undertaken with a conscious vocal instrument, awake and aware of the information coming through. That conscious channeling continues unbroken into the present day. LL Research makes this book, every channeling transcript, and much more available for free in its online library at the archive website, www.llresearch.org. Other recommended resources for further study of the Ra Contact, Teaching the Law of One, include the world's best Law of One study tool, www.lawofone.info, the actual recordings of the conversation with Ra, available for free listening at www.llresearch.org, the resource series, book 5 of the original published Law of One series, containing commentary of the journey of conducting the Ra Contact. We do this work for LL Research keenly aware of the worldly context. It can sometimes seem to the sensitive seeker that the circumstances on our planet are tinged by chaos, disharmony, and suffering. But if you know where to look and how to tune your senses, you'll see that a consciousness of love is growing all the time inside of you, inside of others. Our message for each wanderer we meet is the same. You are not alone. You are loved. You are here to assist with the transition to fourth density, first and foremost, simply by being your truest, most authentic self. We are honored to play a small part in contributing to that blossoming awareness of love. We are grateful to help heal this planet alongside you, one open heart at a time. The End.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.